Hey guys, this is your host Nirvana Nokwemselegu and welcome to the Cosmic Corner. So I thought it would be fun that we do predictions for the 22nd of October for each sign as an introduction, because this is just the beginning and I'm trying to get you hooked. Okay, let's go. Aries. Be gentle with yourself. I think that today is kind of like a playing out of what has been going on for the past couple of weeks, for the past couple of months. Chiron in your sign isn't the easiest of things going on. And I think that, you know, it's very possible to fail in your misery, and it's possible to fail in happiness, but I want you to be gentle with yourself today and to be as compassionate as you can be. If you don't know compassion, or if you haven't mastered it, let today be the day that you learn how to be kind and considerate of yourself, because just as much as everyone's going through something, you're going through something. And that doesn't mean that you have to be mean about it, but it does mean that you have to create a space of safety within yourself to heal. Does that make sense? Aries placements. Taurus, the bull gang. I do feel like today is definitely a day to retreat into a space of stillness. And you need to be observing what's going on and try to be as objective as you possibly can, even within yourself. This doesn't mean that you have to ignore how you are feeling, no, but even within yourself, be the observer of your emotions, responding to what's going on the outside. And if there isn't anything going on the outside, I still think it's very important to retreat and contemplate. Also, stop entertaining gossip. You may be gossiped about. There may be bold attempts by you or from other people towards you, but it's very important to cut that out in one way, shape, or form. And the first place I feel like you need to cut it out from is within yourself. And you need to stop giving people the rope to yank your heart, if that makes sense. Take that rope and keep it close to you, okay? Gemini, this is now the third time I'm doing this recording because I have been struggling to find the words to articulate that it's going to be a real big switch, right? It's going to be day and night. And that's what I have to tell you. And it's got to do with your purpose. And I think the energies are calling that you be your best self. Because today is much like the movie Troy. Yes, there will be victory. But yes, there is heartbreak and bleeding and hurt and suffering, or struggling rather. But you will be victorious. Just stay committed. And the revelations you're going to get, especially about your friendships, your interactions, your relations, are going to be very interesting today. Very interesting. Cancer. It wants to find you. They want to find you. Libra season has been a lot of beautiful and also a lot of arduous, and that's okay. Just yesterday, I wrote a list of the things that I'm committing to myself. Much like Gemini, there is a level of commitment that is required of you today, because it's going to be really interesting. It may be dramatic. It may tingle your senses. It may be exciting. There may be some sexual tension, but what I'm asking of you today is to remain committed to the principles that you want to live by and the quality of life and the quality of being you want to be. Because it's looking for you and it's gonna find you. Everything that you want is looking for you and it's gonna find you today. And guard yourself, because there are some people that may just want to make a mistress out of a mother, the mother of the zodiac. Yeah, it could be fun, but I'm also kind of saying don't let them. It's time to protect yourself and be stern. Yep. I love you. You're beautiful. And everything you want is coming to you and quickly. Ooh, Leo. Offers of business, of partnership, of using your clout, your light, your everything that you've worked for, your being. Cut it out. Like, if it's not good enough, cut it out. It's okay. And sometimes maybe it gets awkward to win all the time. This is how you win, when you choose yourself. If it's not good enough, it's safe to cut it out, but also learn how to cut things out and what to cut out. Yeah. Today's definitely a day of using your perceptiveness. You're the lion. You need to be precise. You need to approach the day with a calm, cool, and level head. That's also prioritizing the quality of your life, and especially in business. If it's not good enough, cut it out. But know how to cut it out and know what to cut out. Okay? And no fighting with institutions. It's going to drain you. Don't. Virgo. Virgo, Virgo. Should I? Should I not? It's not a good idea that I should. Let me quote unquote retreat. I mean, you are the hermit after all. Retreating and contemplating is kind of your thing, but, you know, false appearances isn't quite the way to go when you can't figure out why you are a certain way in a particular time. Fake it till you make it, I feel, only works in certain circumstances, and this is not the one. This is a day, a time where you need to be very honest about how you're feeling. Yeah. Because false appearances and faking a a retreat, because yeah, retreating most times works. Yeah. But now if you're retreating within yourself, if you're retreating from your truth, that's toxic. So don't use your skill, your strength against yourself. Don't use it as a sword to stab yourself. Look at yourself and be honest. How are you feeling, Virgo? And even if it's not what you want to feel, because you feel like it's not responsible to feel this way, but how are you feeling? Lots of victory, internal. And maybe external too, when you are honest with yourself. Yeah? Oof, Libra. Confusion because people are being desirous. Confusion because you're being desirous and hiding what you really want from the person, the situation, yourself. I mean, you're extremely charming. That's for sure. But everything that's meant to you is coming or is here. So I would suggest that you hang 10. If your desires are the ones that are leading you. And also ask yourself, why? Scorpio, It's beautiful to see you prosper and succeed. It's really stunning how consistent you are in owning your power. Today I see lots of decision making and a little bit of internal conflict. Decisions need to be made regarding old relationships or old ways of relating to yourself. That just may be outdated, and maybe it's scary to try something new in terms of relating to yourself or people. But I promise you, there's so much sunlight on the other side. And yeah, you're doing great where you are, but like, wouldn't it be nice to just kind of not be fighting anymore? Defending. It sounds nice. So pick your ease, not your destruction, not your addiction. Pick what truly makes you feel the most innate, the most natural ease for yourself. Sagittarius, new beginnings in respecting tradition, respecting the good ways in which things are done, if that makes sense. There is a need to also meditate and pray and seek answers from a space outside of the material. And be patient with that. And that answer is going to come through to you with a very dramatic ending of some sorts. And it's okay, because whatever is ending, whatever is finishing, is giving you the space to be yourself again and to give only of what is overflowing from your cup. And save, Sagittarius, save your energy, save your time and your money. Because sometimes in saving and saying, no, I can't do that, or no, this piece right here I have allocated to this, you can receive the world. And that's what I feel. Capricorn, this offer, this very charming, seductive offer is coming to you, and also quite subliminally is demanding of you that you pray to know what to do with it. Pray, meditate, find space within yourself and within your day to allocate time and space for you to be able to discern what is truly in alignment with your truest self, not the pseudo self that you've built, not the egotistical side, not the side that's protecting and that is power hungry, but more so this the side of you that knows that it is powerful in its vulnerability. So be very mindful of your truest needs with regards to the offer that's coming to you right now. And you're very lucky, Capricorn. You're very lucky. It's beautiful. Yeah, it's time to be committed to honoring your truest and most vulnerable self in this situation. Have fun. Have fun doing that. Aquarius, patience with love. Luck with physical interaction and a rebirth. A dramatic phoenix rebirth in business. All I have to say is the sun rises for you, Aquarius. The sun rises for you. Pisces. Feeling like you want to run away from the bowl chatter. The shim, him, shim, 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 the whispers, the boldness, the bold attempts, feeling like you want to run away. Yield. And also, know that the ocean is a big, beautiful, vast place, and it is your home. And you can swim as far as you want to go, because it's your home. Yep.